Justin Wayne.
That's right, it is the second half of the show. We're going to start in with some music right now, one of which was just spoken about. This is Jim Distortion. This is that metal guy playing punk rock music, right? Right. Let's hear it. It's called Realization. It's the Justin Wayne Show. Right, fantastic stuff there from Jim Distortion. That is Realization. Jim Distortion has a show now, every fortnight, which is every 2 weeks, by the way, Sam.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, okay.
A fortnight. I didn't know what a fortnight was. Why is it called a fortnight? English people, tell me. Maybe even Australian people know that one. But anyway, that was Jim Distortion. He distorted My Distorted Life is what his show is called. It's on a Thursday. Every other Thursday, in fact. And that was his new single called Realization, which you can pick up at randomcandle.com or on iTunes and stuff like that. So, but of course, you've just heard my guest, our resident American football expert is in the house. He is called Sam Barnes. Hello, Sam. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you, Justin. Thank you. I don't know about expert, but I am a fan. So.
Well, you're much more of an expert than I am, so you're an expert.
Okay, we'll go with that, yeah.
We were talking, well, when I came home today, I was greeted with the horrible, I don't know, is it good news or bad news? The Vikings, I mentioned at the beginning of the show, but the Vikings got rid of Randy Moss a while ago to the New England Patriots, who used them to their advantage for a while, but he was whining about his contract. And so they said, oh, we'll trade him back to you. You can have him back, Vikings. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that? What's going to happen then? Is that,
well, as a Minnesota fan and as a fan in football generally, I think that we're really excited about it. You know, Randy Moss, when he originally came to us in 1998, he was the best thing that ever happened to the Minnesota Vikings, is the most exciting player we'd had, and he was really a phenom in his first year, and he gave us a number of good seasons, and then Randy Moss is Randy Moss.
He's sort of a force to be reckoned with because he had that one incident where he was like, I don't care about my teammates or something like that.
He's had a number of incidents. He tried to run over a traffic cop in Minnesota with his car, and he celebrated a touchdown by mooning the fans at Lambeau Field one time, or at least doing a fake moon. And he's a force on the field, and he's full of distractions off of it. But in Minnesota, we love him, so we're excited to have him back.
Yeah. Well, and I think that for those of you that are English and have like, what is he talking about? The Vikings recently, well, the last two seasons have had Brett Favre, who is arguably one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and has, you know, he's a huge Hall of Fame quarterback. He's started every game that he's possible since for 10 years now or something.
Yep. Every game since his first start, which in his second season in the National Football League, I believe he began starting, and I don't think he's missed a start since then. Wow. So it's quite the record.
So yeah, he's been important to the Vikings offense since he came last year. And Randy Moss is a really good catcher of footballs, a wide receiver. So Brett Favre not really have anyone to throw to before Randy Moss came back, or he have a couple?
We've been struggling this year so far. Our main wide receiver, a guy named Sidney Rice, has been injured for the whole year so far, and he was the primary target last year. So Brett Favre had been struggling a little bit so far this year, and he's kind of reverted to throwing a lot of interceptions and turning the ball over, which is a killer if you for a team trying to win games. And so getting Randy Moss gives him Randy Moss as a player is an extremely fast runner, and his specialty has always been taking it deep, getting the long ball. And with the Vikings, the struggle is always trying to get some space for our running back Adrian Peterson, who's one of the best players in the league, and having that player that can stretch out the field, that can be a threat to go deep, is a big deal, and something that I hope really helps us out this year.
Right. Well, we'll talk more about American football in a little while. I'm sort of in a space in my life where I'm ready to change allegiances of football teams. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. It doesn't have to do with the Vikings, because I am from Minnesota. They are the Minnesota Vikings, so essentially you're supposed to be born into your, unless you don't have a football team, like my wife, who's a Bears fan. Well, we'll talk more about that in a minute. Thank you, Sam. Sam's not going anywhere. And neither are you. This is a band from New York. They're called Duende. They do a fantastic, they make fantastic music in general. This particular tune, as well as is all of their music, is completely vocal oriented. There's no instruments, even though it may sound like there are, unless you count the voice as an instrument, and I think I do. Right, it's the Justin Wayne Show. I'll be right back.
Selling and we're buying. Is anybody ready to fight? Clicking
That is duwende.com. And last time I checked, you can get that entire album for free. And if I was a good radio presenter, I would have the... where is it? Is it there? Right. I would have the name of the album. I don't. In front of me. Sorry. I'll find it out later and tell you. Oh, there it is. Collective. And you can download the whole thing for free. It was recorded back in 2007. They have a new album out on the site as well. So go check it out. And yeah, we've got a couple more tunes left for you. And we've got Sam still here. We're still talking about football and American football. And you're sort of trying to get into European football over here, aren't you? Have you picked an allegiance to a premiership team yet?
You know, definitely leaning Tottenham so far. I'd seen some of their games, matches, I should say, in the States at different points, and wanted to avoid cheering for Chelsea if at all possible. Nah. So that's the way that we're going.
Yeah, it's sort of like cheering for the New York Yankees, you Yankees fans. Yeah, let's just cheer for the team that has all the money. That's a good idea. Well, I suppose if you live there, I mean, I suppose if you can live there and go to the games and it becomes a part of your life, then...
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
Whatever. Speaking of things that should have become a part of our lives, I've recently stated my no longer fandomship. Fanship? What is it? Do you have a fanship to a certain team?
How about your allegiance?
Allegiance. All right. So my allegiance as a fan has... I'm sort of in limbo now. I would say I don't follow a specific team, but I've moved away from being a Vikings fan, and I have my reasons. I have my reasons. Such as, well, first of all, I started to, well, what Denny Green frightened me back in the day, because he frightened everybody. He was an old coach of the Minnesota Vikings who was. I don't know. What did he like left and went to Florida and like went fishing and then came back and then like he was the coach of the Arizona Cardinals for a while and then he totally where is he gone? Whatever happened to Denny Green?
As far as I know, Denny's disappeared off the face of the planet. He doesn't even show up on talk radio anymore. So.
Wow. Because he used to be, he had that horrible voice and it was like, I think just because he had a horrible, annoying voice. He showed up on talk radio, didn't he?
Quite a lot, yeah.
And I suppose he knew things about football. Like, he was at least knowledgeable to speak about it. But he was nuts. The other thing was, when the offensive coordinator... Was it offensive or the defensive coordinator took over? See, this is why... Was Mike Tice the offensive or the defensive coordinator?
Yeah, Mike Tice was an offensive guy. He was the offensive line coach, I think.
Oh, okay. Right. Sam's already corrected me that when Randy Moss left the Vikings, he went to the Raiders first, and he politely didn't say anything, bless him. You have to correct me and make me sound silly, because I don't know anything about football, except for the things my wife tells me, which is why I'm starting to move toward the Bears as an allegiance.
Your wife, Jamie, is quite the Bears fan, and she's, I think, about kicked me out of the house 3 or 4 times already since we've been here due to my... Not hatred, but a strong distaste towards the Chicago Bears.
I mean, I have to admit, it's not the easiest choice to make because the Bears and the Vikings have a very tough
rivalry. Yeah.
Why can't I think of any word? Thanks for being here and thinking of words for me. Things to say. But yeah, they've had a rivalry forever, haven't they?
Yeah, it goes back a long time.
I mean, is the rivalry between the Green Bay Packers and the Bears bigger than the Vikings and the Bears?
Well,
it's sort of a trio.
It kind
of
goes three ways. Our division is the Minnesota Vikings, the Chicago Bears, the Green Bay Packers, and the Detroit Lions. And the Lions are terrible and have been for as long as I can remember. So whoever is the best team in the division, the other two teams can't stand them, and that's how it usually goes. But in Minnesota, it's mostly the Packers, to be perfectly honest. But the Bears as well, the fans are insufferable.
Well, it seems like, at least when the Vikings and the Packers get together, it's civil. It seems like when the Packers and the Bears get together, people get hurt. And it's sort of like European football, where people get hurt, things thrown at each other, and all sorts of things. But yes, interesting rivalries. And I suppose, I don't know, you're trying to convince me not... The other reason is because I don't know if you know that. You know this, but I don't know if the listeners know this. A few years ago, when Mike Tice was coach, in fact, they had a couple of players that went on this boat cruise, and because I lived in Minnesota at the time, my parents lived on the lake. When I lived with my parents, and the boat cruise like literally probably went past my house. On the lake.
You're talking of the Love Boat.
The Love Boat. It was Alan Elma's, actually. Uh-huh. Was the restaurant. And they groped and sexually assaulted a couple of waitresses. And I call them waitresses. That's horrible. Serving staff that were on the boat. And it was a big scandal. And the problem is they didn't fire them, which kind of upset me. And it was because they were some of the really good players that they had at the time. So it's just sort of, I don't know. Amaze me sad. It's sort of like, you know, people still root for Michael Vick. And they're like, well, he's a criminal. I suppose, yeah, there are many of them. Anyway, I don't know. So that was another reason that I sort of started gravitating away from them. It's been happening for a while that I've sort of been polarized away from the Vikings. And,
oh, believe
and then
me,
the fact that they picked up Favre, which was like, it was like when the Yankees stole Johnny Damon from the... It's just sort of like picking up Judas and saying, "Hey, you can play for the Christians now." Woohoo! You know?
Yeah, yeah. I hear what you're saying. You know, I mean, and that incident with the Vikings on the Love Boat was scandalous to say the least. The problem that I always run into is that I've been a fan of sports of American football and sports in general for so long that I've had to divorce my admiration for the athlete as an entertainer and somebody that I follow in that area of life from any type of admiration or respect that I have for them as a person.
Right.
And this isn't something that only applies to the Minnesota Vikings or any other team. It's pretty much across the board. Any athlete or any team that you follow, inevitably you have to remove your thoughts of them as a father or a husband or a person, a citizen in general, from how you see them playing their sport. And I've seen examples of that here in the UK since we've arrived with the what's going on with the footballers and the wives and all of that. And yeah. So for me, I have to remove what I think of the athlete from what I think of the person.
Well, I think that, I mean, most of the athletes to be fair to the Vikings now, the Vikings aren't so scandalous anymore, touch wood. I don't know if all those boat guys are gone or if they're still, some of them are still there. I'm not exactly sure, to be perfectly honest with you. But, I think that it's like, where does the personal life come into the sort of fandom? I mean, is it because when Bill Clinton was obviously caught, you know, with Monica Lewinsky under the desk, I mean, that was, you sort of looked less highly on him because he'd sort of had this gaffe in his personal life. Mm-hmm. Whereas I think that, I don't know, maybe, I suppose, I feel like that should, you know, that sort of is, your personal life is sort of, has to come into your,
well, and we're not, talking,
it doesn't have to, I suppose, but it does. It certainly crosses paths.
We're talking about public people, and
yeah.
You know, it's difficult when somebody's dirty laundry, everything that happens in their life, is fodder for the front pages and
yeah.
for the news. And the difference for me is in a circumstance where you're talking about Bill Clinton, who was the president of the United States. You're talking about somebody that you're relying on to lead the country and to make
just to play
big important decisions. And
fair enough.
You know, so entertainers for me are entertainers, and that's the difficult thing, though. I mean, yeah, you're talking about Michael Vick and the recent incident with the dog fighting and things that really are terrible to think about, things that are highly immoral, and
they throw a good football, don't they?
They do throw a good football. Yeah.
At the end of the day, they get on the football field and they make somebody money and someone sells ad revenue and seats, and I suppose we all just sort of go on with our lives. But that, well, I mean, yeah, I mean, it does sort of make sense, certainly. We got really heavy there talking about football, didn't it? What happened? Wow. Let's play a song before it gets any heavier, and we'll lighten it up in a little bit. This is one from Paper Garden Records. They've just started a new initiative called the Lonely Hearts Club, which is a little promotional deal. I still haven't really looked into it too much, but Brian's been sending me around the information, and it looks fantastic. So do go check out lonelyheartsclub.com or papergardenrecords.com and check out this one. This is Sadi, and this is called Bad City here on the Justin Wayne Show.
Took her away from me, and she's a kind. da, la 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 da, da da.
My voice there. Wow, it wasn't there. That is Field. I'm the that's not Field. My bad. I was trying to be all cool and savvy. That was Field. They have changed their name. They're now called Auditorium. And they're going to be releasing that album finally. Be Brave is going to be released in January. Maybe on my birthday, which is, that's a Saturday, so they wouldn't release it on my birthday, would they? They release albums on, what, Tuesdays these days? Is that day to release an album?
I think so, yeah.
Well, sort of after George Lucas said, instead of releasing films on a Friday, let's release them on a Wednesday, and then we'll have two extra days to make more money. He's a genius!
Really?
He's so a genius! Well, that was actually genius. And, however, not so genius, let's re-release Star Wars
the fourth time, yeah.
Fourth. I mean, I suppose, for those of you who don't know this already, and I'm going to make Sam talk about it, even though it's not football. George Lucas, there was the regular films, right? And then they released them on VHS. Okay, big deal. Right. Then they re-released them on VHS in THX when he wanted to start promoting his cool sound stuff. Then he re-released them again with the added digital stuff that he'd always wanted to do and released them on DVD. Thus, by getting rid of, if you didn't hear before that, song, I'm the Enforcer by Auditorium, was the Yub Yub song. We should play it again. I miss it. And thank God that Jamie had it recorded, because you can't hear it anymore. You can't even find it. I mean, I wonder if maybe George Lucas should re-release the Yub Yub song. Let's hear it again. It's just... it's brilliant. Listen to the little Ewok singing. I mean, he removed this from Return of the Jedi when they re-released it.
When they re-released it, the digital one?
No, you can't hear it anymore in it. This is what I'm talking about. What is he going to do to... I mean, what's next? What else is he going to take out that he doesn't like, that he wanted to change? What is he going to add in that sort of works with the 3D effect? I mean...
could be a Black Eyed Peas song. That'd be good.
He's going to start adding in some current music. He's going to change all the music out. Yeah, that'd be a good idea. Right. Anyway, I don't know. I just find it. I didn't finish the schedule. Right. So he re-released on DVD, edited out bits. Right. Of course, like he changed the explosions because the explosions weren't good enough with the plasticine and the models. Which, yes, they were. I'm sorry, they were awesome. I mean, who wants to go back and change Labyrinth or? No one wants to touch Labyrinth.
No.
And I was going to say, what was the other one with that Tom Cruise was in? I want to say Fantasia, but that's Legend. Thank you, Peanut Gallery. Legend, and Tom Cruise wants to burn the film of Legend. He wishes it was never made.
I never saw Legend.
All right.
Is it
that was directed by Ridley Scott as well, just weird story that the original set that they spent like X amount of millions of dollars building this fantastic set and it burned down, so they had to go and like use someone else's set, which is why I think it didn't look half as good as they wanted it to. I think it looked sort of Terry Gilliam. I can't remember where they moved to, not that there's anything wrong with Terry Gilliam. Sorry Terry, if you're listening. But anyway, right, so yes, changes happening, sadness, and then of course when they did the first three Star Wars films, Yoda wasn't a puppet anymore, he was digital, which made everyone sad, made my wife sad, it made Frank Oz sad. What was he supposed to do? He just sort of like hung out and did the voice every once in a while and then went home, instead of like standing underneath in his little caves underneath the set with the... I mean, that's gonna be cool. I don't know. I miss puppets. What happened to puppets?
It was all part of what made Star Wars great. Yeah.
But anyway, I suppose they do have to push. Lucas does have to put. What, are you upset with my choice of topic? Sam is shaking and said, "Like, why are we talking about this? I don't even." No, I think you're just visibly upset with George Lucas's choice to redo release.
Exactly.
Although, I have to say, I will go see Star Wars in 3D. I will. And you know what? If I have children when it comes out, I'll take them to it. Because seeing Star Wars in the theater in that environment is amazing. Because when they re-released them in theaters, the first three, the second three, but the first three chronologically, well, the first three production chronologically, right, when they were made, released, the older ones. Let's just say that. Mm-hmm. The older Star Wars films, when they re-released them before the new ones came out, God, there's so much mileage in these films. But anyway, I went to that, and I thought it was brilliant. And I wore a costume and things like that. I know. I was a big Star Wars nut, and that's why I feel like this is sort of close to my heart, and that should be discussed. So email us if you're not in the chat room talking about it now. We're not even we should watch the chat room. Are you guys talking about it? Or are you guys still having? Oh yeah, no, they're talking about music. Well, silly people, music. Is this a music show? It was.
It was.
But yes, do email us justin@rechargeradio.com. Or just pop on over to the website at rechargeradio.com or thejustinwayneshow.com and leave a comment somewhere. Let us know what you think about Star Wars 3D or American football and perhaps character in American football. So I suppose what we ended up talking about tonight, even though you didn't really try and convince me to go back to the Vikings. Did I make a good case, or what happened?
No, I guess I've given up on you as a lost cause.
Oh, or am I just not worth that much as a fan?
Well, no, to the Vikings. We want to have you, but your points are so well made about about
being I have fed solid up
with Denny Green and
well, he was just frightening. I mean,
really, we have a word for this, but it has to do with his wife having control over where he. Where his football allegiances lie. But we're not going to go there, though. That'd be no good.
Well, in about 9 minutes' time, you're going to hear some fantastic music from the Azores Islands. That is Rodrigo de Sá of the Island Music Show. So do stick around for that if you're still sticking around. Thanks very much for listening. We have 9 more minutes of fantastic stuff. We'll pop in and say ta-ta in a little bit. But I want to say thank you to Sam for being our guest this week.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll have you on again.
Yeah.
Very soon.
Definitely.
To talk more about American football. And maybe we'll actually let you say things about what you know instead of putting you on the spot about character with the flashlight. What do you think? Right. Anyway, let's get on with we won't play the Yub Yub song anymore. Even though I know you want to hear it. I think I might get sued if I play more than 30 seconds of it. I do have more music for you. Do I? Maybe I don't. Maybe I just want to give it up. Let's play something from the magical world of Alex Watson at Recharge Radio. Fantastic guy. It sounds like he's going to be coming up next Friday because Jordan's gone next week. So we'll be doing. I'll be on the Friday Forum next Friday, which is going to be fantastic. And Alex is going to come all the way up from South London and hang out with us. It's going to be great. Looking forward to it. Let's play my favorite song, or one of my favorite songs that he sent to us last week from the October new submissions. This is the band Avenge Vulture Attack, and this is Heartbreak Hotel. Yes, I do sound like the name. You just wait.
I know if you want to be. I know if you come to me. Let's
Right, another fantastic track this evening. I have to say thank you to all of the artists. Let us play the music. That's Lee Mary Stokes with Little Yellow. Well, another track sent over from Alex Watson, the head of music here at Recharge Radio, always sending us fantastic stuff. It is the end of my time this evening. Thanks very much to Mr. Sam Barnes for joining us this evening and his fine intelligence on the game of American football, among other things. And then I made him talk about Star Wars. It happens. That's what happens when you get sat next to me. Right. Also, a big thanks to all of you in the chat room. A big thanks to Unquiet Nights for their fantastic track of the week. Sounds like we'll be hearing one from them next week as well, and you'll be hearing that track again in just a few minutes' time. I happen to know that Rodrigo de Sá is going to play it as well. So if you didn't get to hear it the first time, you're going to hear it the second time. Do stay tuned for Rodrigo de Sá on the Island Music Show. Right now, it's The Dash going to take us out with Broomhouse, this single just released. If you just head over to rechargeradio.com, you can find out more about that right now. Right. It is him. Thank you very much. Talk to you next week. Bye. Woo!
and the words came out. And when the words came out, they were ever so loud. And I said, well, nothing at all. And the irony of it all, as I met you in the hall, there was nothing, nothing, nothing at all to make it stop. And the irony of it all, as I caught you on the stairs, there was nothing, nothing, nothing to compare. Cause now it's all out of my hands. It was all out of my hands. Take me down, down, down to the overgrown grass. Send some memories of me to the boy on the wall, scuffed shoes, kicking broken glass. With a graze on his knee, tearing stages of love and hate. Gossip and a pair of black eyes. And we all go back to the Bruno Mars Road. And the words came out. And then some of those words I don't even want to think about. And I said, well, nothing at all. And the irony of it all, as I met you in the hall, there was nothing, nothing, nothing at all to make it stop. And the irony of it all, as I caught you on the stairs, there was nothing, nothing, nothing to compare. Cause now it's all out of my hands. It was all out of my hands. Take me down, down, down to the overgrown grass. Send some memories of me to the boy on the wall, scuffed shoes, kicking broken glass. With a graze on his knee, tearing thousands of love and hate. Gossip and a pair of black eyes. And we all go back to the Broom House Road.
Independent radio for independent music. It's the Justin Wayne Show.
Get in touch. Studio at rechargedradio.com. The best new independent music.